Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Yud, mitzvah 310, the mitzvah of Shvisa on Rosh Hashanah. If you're keeping track, this is mitzvah number 48 in Parshas Emor out of 63. 48 out of 63. Just one note which relates to yesterday and today, and that is the pasukim in the middle. We gave two pshatim yesterday why exactly in between the mitzvahs related to Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah we have repeated for us the mitzvahs of Peah and Leket. What are these doing here? So yesterday we quoted from the Ber Moshe and we quoted from the Shemana Tov, but just one other pshat that I wanted to mention from the Klei Yakar, and that is what is Leket and Shichcha all mentioned here for, says the Klei Yakar. Smicha Pasuk Zeh LaParshas HaOmer. Why is this connected to the mitzvahs of the Omer? Nireh al derech haMedrash HaOmer sheSivev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael b'mitzvos b'chol ma'isa. Hashem surrounded us with mitzvahs. Whatever we do, there's mitzvahs to do. Yatzal Achrosh, I'm going out to my field to plow. Lo Sachrosh b'shor v'chamor yachtav. You can't plow with two different animals. Yatzal Lizroa, lo Sizra kilayim. Yatzal Litzar, lo Sachal pa'asadcha b'kutzrecha. Right, everything, every stage of life that we do. You go out to business, there are mitzvahs. You go be a doctor, there are mitzvahs. Whatever we do. And I might think, after the carbon of Omer, and we bring the carbon on Shavuos, kivan shekotzrin mimenu haOmer, v'kvarnase b'mitzvah achas, shuvenu chayvum eved b'mitzvah achrisi. I might have thought, well, hey, this field I just put the Omer from, maybe you don't do any more mitzvahs. You already did a mitzvah on this field. So pay a leket? No. Tamalomar lo sechale pa'asotcha. Lomar lachar to teach me, shem ikam makom, mitzvah zu enu poteres oscha, mina leket v'shichcha v'peya. That's why Dafka says leket v'shichcha v'peya. It doesn't bring us, doesn't bring the other mitzvahs here related to parrot he goes into, related to grapes. But either way, that is what the Klei Yakar says. He gives another shot also, but we'll just mention that one. To connect to the Omer, and just because you think logically you already did a mitzvah with this land, you don't have to do another one. No. This is the mitzvah, and you have to realize that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you. Even though you already did one mitzvah, you get to do another mitzvah with this land as well. Okay, so now we get up to Chamishi in Parshas Emor. Vayidabar Hashem Moshe Lemar. As we continue the Parshas Amoadim, Daber al Bnei Yisrael Lemar, Bachodesh Hashavi'i Be'echad Lachodesh, 7th month, day 1, Yiyeh Lachem Shabbason, it shall be a Shabbason for you. That is today's mitzvah. It is Shabbason. As we know, a Shabbason means an asay of an Isra Malacha. I must positively create Shvisa. Zichron Teruah, Mikra Kodesh. A remembrance of a Teruah, Mikra Kodesh. And that is all the asay. And then you have the Los asay, which is the next mitzvah. Komalecha Zavod Losasu. And then the Higrafta Mishal Hashem, then the Karban Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, as the Hashem we will talk about. But these are the three mitzvahs of Rosh Hashanah that are all put together right here. The mitzvahs asay, the mitzvahs Los asay, and then we will get to the Karban Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Note, the pasuk here uses the lashon of Zichron Teruah. What is not found in Parshas Emor is the mitzvah of shofar. That's not counted here by the Chinuch and the Rambam. That's based on a pasuk in Pinchas, Yom Teruah Yelachem. Yom Teruah. The Yerushalmi tells us, why does one pasuk say Yom Teruah and one pasuk says Zichron Teruah? So, one is when your Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, one is when that's Zichron Teruah, and one is when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, that's Yom Teruah. That's the Yerushalmi. The Bavli, if you remember, does not paskin this way. The Bavli in the fourth parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah tells us that it's only Gzeira D'Rabbanan. It's not based on a Drushes Chazal, Daraisa. It's Gzeira D'Rabbanan that we're not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos, Gzeira D'Rabba, which appears by shofar and by lulav, and by Megillah. Okay, those are this is the Zichron Teruah. That's not counted. We're not going to focus on that because that will Bezer Hashem we'll talk about when we get up to Shofar. But it says Mikra Kodesh and Yiyeh Lachem Shabbason. So that is today's asay, says the Sefer HaChinuch in Shin Yud. Lishbos mikol malacha chus bimasha miyuchal l'tzorach ochal nefesh. As we know, to rest from all malacha except what is ochal nefesh. Biyom rishon shel chodesh tishrei. On the first day of tishrei, shene'emar b'chodesh hashvi b'echa l'chodesh yiyeh lachem shabbason. You should have shabbason. V'ha-chodesh ha-shevi'i hu chodesh tishrei, the seventh month is the chodesh tishrei, l'fisha nisan rosh hashanah l'chadashim v'rishon yikra b'kasav. The Torah just says the first month, but we know the first month is nisan and the seventh month is tishrei. So this, we know, comes up in a few places in the Torah and in Chazal. How do we know what's the first and what's the seventh? We know Rashi quotes a machlokas tanoim in Parshas Noach. Rashi quotes, when did the mabul take place? What does the first month mean? Does it mean tishrei? Does it mean nisan? And that determines when the Mabul started, when the Mabul ended, v'chulu. When was the world created? Is another time where we have this issue. Machlokas Tanaim, quoted in the Gemara in Miseches Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chav Zayin. We say on Rosh Hashanah, Keman Matzlinan Zeh Hayom Tchilas Ma'asecha. Who do we davening like if we call today Tchilas Ma'asecha? So that's like one opinion of the Tanaim, that Betishrei Nivra Ha'olam. But really the other opinion holds Benisa Nivra Ha'olam. So we find sometimes it's unclear whether the first month is referring to Nisan or to Tishrei, because they're both firsts in certain senses. Tosfos there quotes in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Zayin the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam that holds Elu ve'Elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. Really, they're both right in terms of the Brias Ha'olam. B'Tishrei Allah b'Machshava libaros v'lo Nivra Nisan, the Machshava to build B'Tishrei, there was the Machshava to build, but really it was only built, it was only created in Nisan. Either way, that is the another place where we find the unclear first and seventh, but that we have Nisan and Tishrei, but we have it here. Here is clear that the first day, Rosh Hashanah, is the first day of Tishrei. Because Kasavti b'mitzvah shvisa is Yom Rishon, and you also get that from the Pshuto Shel Mikra, because you have the psukim in order. First we have Chag HaMatzos, and we have Nisan, and then we have Shavuos, and then we have Rosh Hashanah. It's the next one on the list, so you know what it is referring to before we have Yom Kippur. Lefisha Nisan, Rosh Hashvihu, Chodesh Tishrei, again, Lefisha Nisan, Rosh Hashanah, Lachadashim, Verishon Yikra Bakasuv. V'kastati b'mitzvah Shvi says, Yom Rishon Shal Pesach, I already wrote what is included and what the messages are of Isser Malacha. Look earlier what I wrote. The Menachas Chinuch puts Shin Yud and Shin Yud Aleph together, so that is what we are going to do as well. We're going to talk about some of the issues that are brought up in Shin Yud Aleph. Shin Yud Aleph is the Lo Saseh, which by the will be the next mitzvah as well, and that is the Isser Shelo Lasos Malacha, B'Yom Rishon Shel Chodesh Tishrei. The Isser Malacha, there's the positive Shvisa, and there's the negative, not to do Malacha, B'Chodesh HaShvi B'Echa L'Chodesh, and that is Malacha Zavodah Lo Sasu. If you look down the next paragraph, V'Od Amrusham, if you look and turn the page, the next paragraph says the Sefer HaChinuch, She'B'Yom Zeh Nidon and Kol B'nei Adam, Olam HaMaseyem. He quotes, on this day, why is there an Isser Malacha, both in Aseh and Lo Saseh? Because today is Yom Hadin. Today is Yom Hadin. Fascinating, we mentioned this from the Klei Yakar last week, that the Torah does not mention that Shavuos is the day of Maimon Har Sinai, and the Torah does not mention that Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hadin. Those are two major elements of 2 days where they're not mentioned, says the Klei Yakar, because both of those ideas are supposed to be with us every day of our life. We shouldn't say, oh, Yom Hadin is in a few months, I don't have to worry about it yet. No, every day is Yom Hadin. And the same thing with Kabbalah HaTorah. Every day, Ki'ilu Kibla Hayom. Every day we have to feel as if we got the Torah today. So that's why that's not mentioned. But of course, Chazal tell us, Shevi Yom Zeh Nidon and Kol B'nei Ha'ada Olam HaMaseyim. Right? That's the Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah on Daf. Tezayinim an Aleph, Barba, Prakim, Olam, Nidon, 4 times a year. The world is judged. Pesach on Tvua, Atzeres, Shvuas on Peros Ha'ilan, that's why we bring Bikurim. Rosh Hashanah, Kol Ba'ei Olan, Ovrin Lefanav, Kibbenei Maron. Everybody passes in front of Hashem as sheep, which we'll talk more about soon. B'Shene'emar, Hayotze, Yachad, Ibama, Mevin, Alkom, Ha'aseyem. Hashem understands all of our actions. U'bachad, Nidon, Olamayim. And on Sukkot, we're judged for water, and that's why we do Nisach Hamayim. But says the Sefer HaChinuch, according to that Mishnah, She'b'yom Zeh, on this day, all the world is judged. Each person. V'amru al derech hamalitza, and Chazal tell us, Leva'er, to explain, Sha'ashkach haso barachu ala maisa, kolechad ve'echad, v'lo alkol min derech klau, in order to give us the message, and to make sure that we realize that Hashem doesn't just judge the species or the nation of the Jews, but He judges each and every one of us individually, to make sure that we know that there is Hashkacha Pratis, this Din Pratis, Chazal used the imagery of She'ovrin Kol B'nei Adam Lefanav Kibbenei Maron. We are go in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like sheep, Klomer Echad Echad V'lo Bi'irbuf. One by one. Right, and that gives us the message that we go in front of Hashem individually. The Gemara already discusses in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches, what does it mean, Kibbenei Maron? The Gemara there gives 3 pshatim. What does Bnei Maron mean? The first is Kibbenei Imrana, like sheep. And just like sheep are counted one by one by the shepherd, so too, this Hashem counts us one by one. Reish Lakish there says, Kema'alot Beit Maron, or Kabbalat Beit Charon, which means that Rashi explains that there was a cliff, that you had to go single file on the cliff. Also emphasizing that we singly go in front of Hashem. And finally, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, "Kechayalot Shabbat David," like soldiers. But all of those There are many Bali Jewish that talk about what the difference between these three pshatim are, but all of those are highlighting that we are all individuals in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what B'nai Maron highlights according to any of the three pshatim. The Chinuch already discussed this at length, if you remember, in the mitzvah of Sara'as, in mitzvah Kuf Samach Tes, the mitzvah back in 169, where the Chinuch says that there are many different views in Judaism. Yesh kitot b'nei adam yechashvu ki eshkachas b'Hashem baruchu al kol aminim b'frat. Some people think that Hashem only cares about the species, people, or Baalei Chaim, and some think yesh kitot shechashvu ki eshkachas Hashem baruchu al kol inyani ha'olam bein Baalei Chaim al kol shayat varam, and some think that Hashem has hashkacha pratis on every single thing in the world, every leaf, every rock, every animal. And that also is not true, says the Chinuch. Anachnu ba'alei dato amitit. We think, says the Chinuch, that there's a difference. When it comes to human beings, then we have hashkacha pratis. When it comes to animals and nature around us, then there is hashkacha klalis. That is what the Sefer Chinuch writes clearly in Mitzvah Kuf Samach Tes, and that's what he says is the message of Saras. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving a message to every individual that gets that Aveira. Okay, either way, this is Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is not only the first of Tishrei, and it's a Yomtif, but it is Yom Hadin, as Chazal tell us. Misharshei Mitzvah Samoed Hazeh. What's the Shorish? What's behind this mitzvah? Again, there's a lot to talk about. Number one, says the Chinuch, as I said, it is Yom Hadin. But why is it so important to recognize that it is Yom Hadin? So, first of all, before we even see the Chinuch, the Aznayim HaTorah, if Sureskin points out, based on Midrashim, that historically this is Yom Hadin. Historically, because if you remember, Adam HaRishon was put into Gan Eden all on that Friday, that first Yom HaShishi. And that day, he sinned. That day, he was thrown out of Gan Eden. That way, the whole story happened. That day, he was judged. So that Friday, which we know is Rosh Hashanah, right? Yom HaYom, the Bris Olam happened Chaf Hei Elul. But Adam HaRishon was created on that day. That day, he was judged. So inherent in the Bria is din on that day. Just like you went out and you did tshuva, the chulu, so too, says the Medrash, forevermore they will be judged on this day. That's the Medrash quoted in the Ran in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So historically, this is Yom HaDin. But says the Chinuch, if you think about it, it's a tremendous chesed of Hashem that we have a Yom HaDin. Shahaya michaste hakel al bruav lifkod osam veliros maaseyam yom echad b'chol shana v'shana. It's chaste Hashem that Hashem checks out and judges us each and every year. Why? Because imagine if we didn't have a Rosh Hashanah. If we didn't have a Rosh Hashanah, then what would be? We would just pile on our Averis for years and years and years, and after 120 years, we'd have to be judged? It'd be impossible. It would just be piles and piles if we'll never have a time period for introspection and for tshuva and for cleansing ourselves. So that's why this is the greatest chesed in the world, the idea of Rosh Hashanah. I mentioned in the past in a different context that we have various examples at this time of year of La'arbe v'sasatan when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Right? We blow shofar, all of Elul, one of the three reasons the Torah quotes is to mix up the satan. We don't blow shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah to mix up the satan. What does that mean to mix up the satan? Right? The Levush says we don't lay in Parshas Brachos on Rosh Hashanah. Right? We wait a couple of weeks to mix up the satan. What is Irbuv Satan? Even the psukim that we say before Tkiyah Shofar is Kara Satan. What does Irbuv Satan mean? So on a Kabbalistic level, the Imam Banim Smecha writes in one place that whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring something into the world that is very special, that is very unique, he has to clothe it and bring it in a hidden way so that the prosecuting forces, which he himself created, don't say, oh, but Israel don't deserve it. As we know, Midrashim throughout say, halalo, they have a desire, they don't deserve to go out of Mitzrayim. They don't deserve this, they don't deserve that. They don't deserve to get the Torah, the Gemara says in Shabbos. They don't deserve, throughout. So that's why the sources that the Imam Banim Smecha quotes say that's why David HaMelech had to come from David and Bathsheba, had to come from Amon and Moab and Rus v'chulu. He doesn't have the most pristine, perfect lineage. dafka because David HaMelech is such a tremendous gift to Am Yisrael, to the world, so it has to come with unclean clothing. That's what the Ein Emunas Mecha uses that also to explain how, even though there are people who are not, or even anti-religious, in terms of moving to Eretz Yisrael, in his day, in the 1930s, and before, he wrote in 1942, I think he was killed, but still, Afal Pikein, sometimes the greatest gift, right, the Gemara says the Brachas, Eretz Yisrael is one of the great gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Am Yisrael, it might be clothed in unseemly clothing, because it's a tremendous gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us. So it could be that Rosh Hashanah is also, it is for sure that Rosh Hashanah is a great gift, but it could be that the pshat of La'arbi v'sasatan is along these lines as well. We want to kind of clothe Rosh Hashanah so nobody sees it because it's such a tremendous gift that Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving to the world and giving to the Jewish people, so we want to confuse the satan and cover it up so that the prosecutors cannot say anything. Right? It's also, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah as well, that that's why we have Tekiyas to Yushav and Tekiyas to Me'umad. There are many other halachas as well related. Okay, Vayter in the Chinuch. V'hu Rav Chesed, Mata Klapi Chesed. And Hashem is the Baal Chesed. V'kivan Shei Mu'atim Ma'bir Oleva. Because each year we do tshuva for the sins of that year, Hashem is Ma'bir them, Hashem cleanses them. V'mula Yesh Be'am Avonah Shesrichin Miruk. And if there are some punishments that, some Aveiras that require a little punishment, a little Yisurin, Hashem can punish us, Niframi and Ma'at Ma'at. Little by little, Kadosh Baruch Hu exacts that from us. Okay, Mash Amr, Zacharim Mavrach, like the Gemara says at the beginning of Avodah Zarah, Ovo Niframi and Ma'at Ma'at. Somebody who you love, you exact it little by little. Right? You don't wait till the end and then take it all. Nimsa, says the Chinuch, Shahayom Hanichbar Hazeh Hu Kiyumo Shel Olam. So it comes out that this day is the basis for the continuing existence of the world. Because without this day, we would just get to a state where we're beyond. We're beyond coming back. V'lachein roi laso so so yantif. That's why it's right to make it into a yantif. V'liyosa b'minyan mo'ad yashana hayikarim. And to put it into the cycle of mo'adim, the precious mo'adim. V'ulam b'yoso yomo'e ladun kol chai. But since it is also yom hadin, it's not just Yantif, Ra'ui La Modbo, Biyira, Vafachat, Yoter Mikol Shar Mo'adei Hashanah. It's appropriate, it's right to be omeid with fear and trepidation more than all other Mo'adim of the year. Vizeri Nin Zechron Shrua, that's why we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Ki Atrua Kol Shavur, Shrua is a broken kol, staccato. L'ramei She Yishbra Kol Echad Tokav Yitzro, to allude to us that we have to break our spirit, so to speak. V'yisnachem al ma'asav ha-ra'im, and be upset about all the actions that we did, kibosh nichtov, as I'll write a lot more in Mitzvah Shofar when we get to Parshas Pinchas. But says the Chinuch, Yom Hashanah is a day of different feelings. It's a yantif, we have to be tremendously happy because it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it is also a day that we have to be fearful. Okay, there's a daf pe'i in Shir that I gave a number of months ago, maybe last year, where we talked about how Rosh Hashanah is unique in the cycle of holidays. Rosh Hashanah has some simcha elements and has some yira elements. It's a special, unique day of the year. And you see this through the halachas. Hallel, for example. The Gemara asks, why don't you say hallel on Rosh Hashanah? The fact that the Gemara asked that question means it's a yantif. And yet, what does the Gemara answer? It's inappropriate. Look at the next paragraph of the Chinuch. The Chinuch quotes it. V'zeu atam shlo kovaz echranu mavracha lo mar hal b'moed hazeh. We don't say hal on Rosh Hashanah. Why? K'mo sha'amru. Shein roi lo la'adam lo mar shira v'u omeid b'din. It's a yantif, but it's not a day to say hallel. Because the Malachim asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why don't they say hallel? And it's Melech Basav Adam, right? It's Melech Malchei Malachim. He's judging us. Sifrei Chaim Meisa, Psuchim Lefanav. It's not appropriate. Aveilus. There's a Machlokas Tanoim in Meseches Mori Katan, whether Rosh Hashanah breaks Aveilus or not. Again, what's that about? Why? Usually Yontif breaks Aveilus because Yontif is Simcha. But Rosh Hashanah, it has Simcha, but it has other elements as well. And therefore, it's a machlokas about whether Avelas breaks it. Or, what about fasting on Rosh Hashanah? There's a machlokas ga'onim. Some ga'onim said you have to fast on Rosh Hashanah. We don't paskin that way. We paskin that you're not allowed to fast. But the Shulchan Aruch also does say that, in Siman Tov Kuf Tzadik Zayin, that you're not supposed to eat your fill like you're supposed to on other holidays. Right, there is. It's not crazy to think of fasting. And the Shulchan Aruch says they should fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. even they're not going to fast on Rosh Hashanah. And there's even the fascinating sheet of the Nosei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch, that if somebody forgets Yalo V'Yavo in benching on Rosh Hashanah, even though usually whenever there's a Chi of Suda and I forget, I have to repeat, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to repeat. Why? Because there's a day that says you have to fast. Meaning, even though we don't pask in that way, the message of that day is Chai V'Kayim. The message is, they have to realize that Rosh Hashanah is a unique type of day. Even in the Nusach HaTfilah, the Rosh, in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, quotes Gaonim, that discuss whether you should say V'Hasienu on Rosh Hashanah. We don't say V'Hasienu, but we do say V'Todienu, if Rosh Hashanah would fall out on Motzei Shabbos. So that is, Lo Adu Rosh, that's still my Shabbos, but let's say it is Shabbos Sunday, the 2 days. But anyway, but all this is about how Rosh Hashanah is a unique type of day where we are Simcha-filled and Yira-filled. It's even one line in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Pirush Mishnayos in Rosh Hashanah Daflam Debeis that he characterizes in the context of Hallel. When he says it's not appropriate to say Hallel, he says, Rosh Hashanah is Yimei Avoda V'Hachna U'Pachad U'Mora Mei Hashem the Yira Mimenu Umivrach Umanos Elav. It's a day that you run from God and you run to God. It's a day of Simcha and it's a day of Yira. That's exactly what the Chinuch is highlighting here. That's the day of Rosh Hashanah, and the Shvisa Mimalacha, which is today's mitzvah, helps us focus on that idea of Rosh Hashanah being a unique type of day. Okay, we'll stop here. As Hashem, tomorrow we have to continue with other elements of Rosh Hashanah. We're going to talk about all four Rosh Hashanahs. We're going to talk about Rosh Hashanah, the four things that the Chinuch quotes are Makar and Gzardino Shel Adam. We're going to talk about the Aseres Yimei Tshuva and a couple of other important yanim related to Rosh Hashanah. Beth Hashem, that'll be in the next year.